Hello everyone, welcome to the Shir Mishnayos. We're holding above a Basra, Perek Ches, Mishnah Ches. Says, Hiniach Bonos Gedolos Uktanos. If the father left over, meaning the father passed away, and he left over both adult and minor daughters. This is in continuation of the previous Mishnah. We're talking about how children inherit versus other children, meaning how they split things. So let's say the father left over both minor and adult daughters. Ena Gedolos Misparnthos Ala Ketanos. The adult ones do not get parnasa over the ketanos, don't get livelihood over them. And the young ones don't get fed over the older ones. Ella cholkos b'shavet. They divide everything evenly. As we learned last Mishnah that we learned, the younger children will eat more food, eating more constantly, and the older ones though need livelihood. Probably could mean it's clothing. They're going to need more needs in other ways. But even so, everything comes out equal division of the property, of the money, and they will all take as they can. Nasa gadolos, once the older ones get married, the adult ones, yisor gatanos. If they get married from the jointly owned money, so too the younger ones can. Imamra gatanos, if the young ones say, hare ananosim nosos kadershe nisosim aten, we want to get married the same way you did, the same amount of expenditures, ein shomen lehen, you don't listen to that. They can get married, the basic amount that we need for a wedding, whatever the expenditures are, all of them get that same thing, not anything more. This is a strict point, a strict aspect, more in daughters than in sons. Daughters, actually, if there's a mix of daughters and sons, daughters will get fed, they will take precedence in that over sons, right? But daughters won't take precedence over other daughters. Sons are actually on the lower end of this. So let's see the Rav, maybe he'll explain to us why that is. Iniach bonos, flow bonim. We're talking about a person passed away and only left daughters, no son. So we said, the gedolos don't get parnasa, and different mefarshim say it means clothing, more than the ketanos, not in the cheshbon of the ketanos. And the ketanos, the Mishnah continued, the Rav doesn't say a lot about this part, he doesn't say anything about this part, that the ketanos don't get food, as we said, they'll eat more, don't get more than the gedolim, and everything is divided equally, and that's it. And go to the end of the Mishnah where the Rav comments that bonos are nizonos min habanim. They get their food, their nutrition, taken care of over the son. The Tanai Ksuba. That's something that is in the Tanai Ksuba. When a man marries a woman, he gives her a Ksuba, and one of the things in the Tanayim that are there, the conditions that are there, is that his leftover money will take care of the daughters. Vein bonos ketanos nizonos min hagadolos. The Ketanos don't get, we said in the Mishnah, they don't get more food over the gedolos. That's because if there are not sons that are getting Yerusha, then the daughters of that relationship don't eat any food. They divide equally and everyone eats of their own. Just one more explanation on this last part. Why is it that daughters will get their food taken care of over sons, right? Seemingly, the Tanai Ksuba is that daughters can't do that themselves, and sons could, right? As daughters versus daughters, everybody's equal, so they were just divided equal. Okay, finished now the 8th parak, Ruch Hashem. Now we're up to the 9th parak. Let's do at least one Mishnah here. The parak test, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Meis V'niach Banim U'Banos. One died now, we're still talking about inheritance. The person died, and he left over both sons and daughters. Bizman Shan Echasim Erubim, if the properties are very much, Habanim Yirshu V'Habanos Yizonos. The sons can inherit, and the daughters can be taken care of food-wise. Anachosim u'atim, if the properties are small, habanot yizonu, the daughters are still getting taken care of for their food needs, v'habanim yishalim apsachim. They'll come first, the daughters, and the sons will have to go around asking door-to-door for money, because they are able to do that more than the daughters can. Admon omer, Admon, a different Tana, says, b'shul she'ani zachar yivsadti, because I'm a male, I will lose out. Seemingly some sort of objection, perhaps the Rav will elaborate on that. Amar Rami Gamliel, Rami Gamliel says, Ro anis divrei Admon. I agree, I see literally, but it means I agree with the words of Admon. So says the Rav here, Misha Meis, and then it said he left over sons and daughters, Shanachasim Erubim, in a case where the property is very much, Kidei, enough that, she yizonu habanim v'habanos ad she yivgaru habanos. In order that, the sons and the daughters can all be taken care of until the point in time where the daughters will mature. Tanai Ksuba only affects that the property is used for the daughters until the point that they mature, until the point they become bas mitzvah, probably 12 years old, right? if the shana chasim mu'atim, if there are sorry, in the first case we said then the money takes care of all of them. But if there's not a lot, shana chasim mu'atim, she ain behem kshir zeh, it doesn't have that measurement. Bishul shana, so the mission continued that the daughters will come first and the sons will have to go around asking on the doors. Women, we don't expect little girls to do that, but sons we do. Bishul shani zochi v'sati, Amon says because I'm a male I would lose out. B'tmiya, as a question he's asking. I would not lose out. He disagrees and he says we would all be taken care of again collectively, even in the case where there is a small amount of property. However, it's not like that, not like Adam. A further point is that an almana is made, they made literally, but they equated a widow when she is, there's her and a daughter. And when there's not a lot of property, they made that the same case as a daughter with sons. Just like in the case of the daughters and the daughters get taken care of, they get their food needs taken care of, and the sons go and ask on the doors, knocking around on doors. So too, I guess, picture like an old widow. A widow is not seen as very capable. She would not have to go knock on doors. Her daughter would. I imagine it would depend a little bit on the age of the daughter, how capable that is. But if that's the